Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the sun sets, temperatures are mild across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant evening, while Jerusalem remains comfortably cool. In Haifa, the breeze carries a hint of the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, Trump plans to speak with Netanyahu after Iran's response, stating ominously, "They will be laughing no longer." Also, Walla reports that Trump has accused Iran of playing games with the world for decades, ahead of his call with Netanyahu. Also this hour, JNS reports that IDF's Kefir Brigade has dismantled two Gaza terror tunnels, uncovering weapons and explosives. Separately, I-24 News says the IDF conducted overnight operations in southern Lebanon amidst threats from Iran's Revolutionary Guard. And finally, from the Jerusalem Post, the UAE intercepted two Iranian drones, with Qatar's PM warning Iran against using the Strait of Hormuz as a pressure tool. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that nearly 2 million people in Gaza are crammed into just 133 square kilometers. Oren Barsky, a political analyst, noted that the AIPAC tracker serves as a distraction from other issues like the Qatar tracker. Aaron David Miller, a former U.S. diplomat, wrote that it's clear Iran's response wasn't what Trump wanted. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the conversation between Trump and Netanyahu, Ynet reports that Trump aims to reinforce a tougher stance against Iran after their latest response. Iranian officials suggest a possible short-term agreement which could extend the ceasefire and lift a blockade. This dialogue could shift regional dynamics significantly. Turning to the IDF's recent actions in Gaza, JNS details that Israeli forces destroyed 2 kilometers of tunnels, discovering a cache of weapons. These operations are part of ongoing efforts to neutralize threats from Gaza. The implications for local security are profound, affecting both military strategies and civilian safety. Meanwhile, in southern Lebanon, I-24 News highlights Iran's Revolutionary Guard threats against U.S. interests following attacks on Iranian tankers. The Israeli operations come amid heightened tensions. This escalation may influence Lebanon's stability and broader regional alliances. On the diplomatic front, the interception of drones by the UAE, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, underscores regional security concerns. The Qatari PM's warning to Iran about the Strait of Hormuz reflects growing geopolitical tensions. These developments could impact global oil markets and diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets, Walla Business reports that an old restaurant in Egypt's stock exchange complex has filed for bankruptcy. The Sheldon restaurant faces debts of millions, highlighting the economic challenges in the region. Separately, according to Maariv Business, Visa and MasterCard are set to resume payment processing in Syria after a 15-year hiatus. This marks a significant step in Syria's reintegration into international financial systems. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that the U.S. is investigating oil market trades made just before Trump's announcements on Iran. This scrutiny comes as traders reportedly made billions in speculative bets, raising questions about market integrity. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.